Auric works with established businesses and assists business owners and their teams to deliver results quickly with buy-in and accountability across businesses. And on the 11th of April, they will be having a Scale and Grow Business Battle Plan event that's happening at AM Weinberg. That's why we have the pleasure today of speaking to the founder of Auric, Pavlo Fatidis, as well as Christo Swartz, who's the business principal right here in Namibia. Gentlemen, it's great speaking to you today.
And it's wonderful seeing you again, Lami, and speaking with you.
Hi, Lami. Good to be on here with you.
Christo, let's start with you. In uncertainty, what should the mindset of a business owner be, and why would it matter?
I guess it's about controlling what you can't control. And the important influences will drive us is time and attention. So invest your time in what you can control. And by building and investing that time and attention into your business, start with an end in mind. Ask yourself why you do what you do, and put that into a growth plan. And direct your time and attention into building and implementing that plan. Hmm.
Those are very clear guidelines, Christo. And Christo, should a business owner want growth? And if so, why is it needed? And what growth rate should be the goal?
Lami, I think with inflation literally eroding a business's value and eating your value from the bottom up, if you're not growing, you're farming backwards, like the old people would say. And with inflation eroding your business from the bottom, inflation currently per the Bank of Namibia is about 5-6%. And with new competitors eating at that same cake, you need to grow. If you don't grow, you're dead in the water, and actually destroying your own value as you go. GDP growth on the outputs of the economists is about 5%. Add that the CPI of another 5, you're standing on 10%. You need to add 2-3% there just to grow. And then to dominate your industry, you have to add another 5-7% on top of that. That brings you in a range of 17-20%. If you're not doing that, you're not taking your business and yourself seriously.
Pavlo, we then move on to you. To run a business and to grow a business, you need employees. But how do you find qualified people in a skills shortage?
So, Lami, listen, let's just be very clear. This is not unique to Namibia. And it's fascinating because we always think that it's only happening in our country, in our land, in our space, in our lived experience. But it is an issue globally, right through the West and right through into the United States as well. It's a constant issue. And here's the thing. Without people, you remain the business. You are the business. And if you are the business, you don't truly have a business. You have a job. So the best way to get this done right is once you have started your business and once it's up and running, be clear on why you do what you do and what is the purpose of your business. And the purpose of your business is not to sell a product. It's not to sell a service. It's to help customers solve a problem. Mm. If you understand what the problem is, you can then start to onboard a team who will be able to fulfill the obligations your business has in helping a customer. If you understand what the problem is and how a customer buys a problem, then you can start creating a system, in other words, activities that would guide the individuals that you employ on how to fulfill the promise the business makes to a customer in solving a problem. So it starts by understanding why you do what you do in the business, what the purpose of the business is, and then employing people in. Not the other way around, where typically, very often, business owners employ people to take away stress and strain. Taking away the stress and strain needs to be preceded by you being very clear on what you do and why you do it and how you do it. Then you can employ people on board. It makes it easier for recruitment. It makes for better productivity. And most importantly, when somebody comes on board in your business and they know exactly what it is they need to do in clear, clear lines, they have the ability to shine.
Pavlo, let's talk strategy now. When you set a strategy for your business, what's the best approach to keep it real, simple, and doable?
Well, you know, right now, across the world, we have all these national elections. Over 55% of the global population is going to be going to polls. And you know what happens with politics, and you know what happens with elections. There's a whole lot of noise out there. And people get confused around what's working, what's not working. everybody's trying to grab your time and attention that Krista was referring to. I think in a business, you should only have one strategy, one simple, simple strategy. And that should be your company valuation, because a business has the ability to have value independently of you. If you think about any share on the stock exchange, you can buy a share on the stock exchange. Let's say you buy it for $100 million. At the end of the day, 5 years later, if you sell that share, maybe you can sell it for $200 million. And why is that the case? It's because the share, which is no different to a business, is an asset and it has value independently of you. So if you understand how to value your company, it allows you to then have a process in your strategy that considers how you compete, the type of people you bring on board, how you incentivize and motivate your people, the growth strategy you're going to adopt. If you have the mindset that I'm building an asset, not a business, and that is your single goal, I can promise you, you will succeed with that, because it's the mindset that precedes the strategy, and that strategy should be one clear number only: my company valuation in 5 or 15 years.
Well, that was real simple and doable. And then finally, Pablo, what are the top three ingredients of business success that you see across all successful entrepreneurs?
Well, I'm going to go right back to where we started. Be absolutely, absolutely in control of the only thing you have control over. And the only thing you have control over is where you invest your time and attention. If you have a single strategy to grow your company, honestly, and this sounds terrible, put the blinkers on and don't let the news of the day and the noise of the day and everything else that's going on in the world interfere with your time and attention. Put your head down, focus on that end game. Next, understand why you exist. You don't exist for your comfort. You don't exist to sell a product or a service. You exist to serve and help customers solve problems. And then finally, number three, start with the end in mind. And Lami, whether we like it or not, all of us eventually run out of time. Why are you doing what you're doing, and what do you hope to get out of it? Ultimately, most business owners out there believe, as they rightly should, that one day in the future, they're going to be able to sell their businesses and through that sale, get rewarded for their sacrifice, their time, their investment to date. You need to start with that end objective and then come back to the present and build back towards it.
Well, thank you so much for these profound insights that all Namibian business owners can certainly think on. Thank you for your time this morning, Pablo, as well as Krista.
Thank you, Lami.
That was Pablo Fertitas, the founder of Auric, as well as Krista Swartz, the business principal right here in Namibia. On the 11th of April, we'll be hosting a Scale and Grow Business Battle Plan event at AM Weinberg.